from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, let's get it doing. Let's get it going, Dirty's Daily. He is out today, but we'll hold it down as Adam Spolane is in the building. Dirty's Daily. And I think one of, and I shared this with Clint last year, Adam and Tyler, one of his favorite conversation points was the star and the darling of most of the college football season. And that was Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. They were,
where art thou?
They were the darling, baby. I mean, Fox, FS1, ESPN could not get enough of trying to get them jokers the on dogs. TV early. And that run of it, I mean, they were rolling, and it was the story of the college football season. Now they're moving out of the Pac-12 and into the Big 12. Yesterday was Big 12 media days, and they got it going. They got it going early. Here is primetime son Shedeur Sanders, a top quarterback returning in college football. Had a big year last year. This is him addressing what this year will be, moving into the Big 12 and the opponents they'll be playing this year.
I remember first media day when I was in HBCU, I said, well, we won't lose a game. I'm undefeated in the swag. So I already know what the expectation comes with. I know where everybody's Super Bowl. So I'm really just, I always stay level-headed, stay grounded, because I would never want to be that guy, look back, and not being able to take advantage of the moment that we have right now.
That's kind of how I felt when I heard Ian Rappaport say that Tank Dell
is
going to be one of the best.
Yeah, I heard him say
the best
that.
Best in the game today.
Best,
everybody's Super Bowl. That's aggressive.
Maybe that's why they were 1-8 in the Pac-12 last year.
4-8 season, everybody's Super Bowl. Now, I won't lie. Like, people are going to pick it up when they play Colorado. They see Prime. They're probably going to be on TV. It's probably going to be a high-quality game. I'm excited. They play my Kansas Jayhawks at Arrowhead this year, so I'll be excited about that. My question to you and the people is, like, how much are you into the Deion Sanders Colorado storyline this year? Like, I can't deny, like, to me, I don't know if there were three things in college football the whole season that was more interesting, more people talking about, more people into than the Deion Colorado story. I don't know very much. It can't be five things. Can't be four things. It was one of the top things all year. I'm just wondering, as they return this year, we already hear Deion was talking yesterday. You heard Shadur talking there. How into this? Are you intrigued, interested by this, or has this honeymoon phase ended for you? You're not into the Colorado story.
Well, the honeymoon phase is certainly over when you lose your last six games, and they weren't competitive really for most of those six games.
And a tight one against Stanford.
Yeah, they were 1-8 in the Pac-12. So like, I want to see it because I want to see, like, is he going to actually start winning games? Like, can he actually start winning games? And if he doesn't, is there some heat that gets put on him if they don't win games this year? Because you can blame, I mean, the roster is his. Basically, he has completely rebuilt that roster in his image, and he's taken a lot of heat in doing so. And there's been a lot of negative headlines that have kind of been overlooked to a certain degree. But I think that there's some pressure on Deion this year for the first time. And if they don't win games this year, I think some questions start getting asked about him.
Oh, yeah. They can't go 4-8 again and still be a top story. I am still at least at the beginning into it.
Yeah,
right?
The first couple games, oh, yeah, I'll be watching.
In the beginning, I am at least into it to start. But, yeah, they've got to – it's the talking – because that's where it was. They talked and they backed up the talk early. Right, that's where you're like, oh, okay, all right. Then they ran into like Oregon, and it was like,
realize this was a team that went 1-11.
Yeah,
before
this
Deion
was a team that did a lot of movement. But when they played TCU, and were kind of tricked because TCU was in the college football playoff the year before, and they played Nebraska, like they were also playing against teams' names that we knew of.
Yes,
like it wasn't just like their schedule was weird where they played against TCU and Nebraska and even Colorado State early. Like, those are all teams that you know of and programs that you know of. But, yeah, he's got to win a named game. Like, he's got to win a big named game in this thing. Like, to me, they got to be bowl eligible at least, because it is one thing when you talk, but you can't keep talking and get 3-4 wins. Well, that's like, this is it. Like, they've got to. But I'm intrigued. I'm into it. Well, I am.
What happened last year was they shock everybody by beating TCU, and then they won that Nebraska game. And that Nebraska game kind of like said, okay, hey, these guys are actually real.
And they're off, but there's the way they were doing it,
yes,
too. Like their offense, but until they faced teams that had lines, their offense looked fun and explosive. And we're talking about, for a minute there, Shadur Sanders, man, is he going to come out to be a top 10
pick? Travis Hunter.
Yeah, Travis Hunter and all that, too, so... And then, like we saw, when they started to face physicality.
That Colorado State game is when people should have realized this team isn't quite... I think they needed double overtime to beat Colorado State. That was a bit of a problem. But you look at the schedule this year, right? North Dakota State to start the season. They should win that one.
Yes.
And then you start getting into the real opponents. Then it's Nebraska at Nebraska. Then it's at Colorado State. Then it's Baylor. Then you start getting into Big 12 play. So this is... That Nebraska game, September 7th, can be a really big game for Deion.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know the FS1, ESPN, they're going to try to take advantage
CBS too.
All of it early. All of it early. Yeah, CBS try to get all of it early to get them in. I bet that Nebraska, that's probably CBS, isn't it? Big 10.
The Nebraska game is NBC.
NBC.
Okay. The Colorado State game is a CBS because
they
have the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, because Deion, before the game, Deion, Shadur, all of they're selling it.
Yes.
They got you. They're going to bring you to the table. But I think it happened last year. Once they started just getting not, and they weren't just losing, boy, they were getting beat the hell down. I know we stopped talking about it as much, and it became less and less of a story. And that has a chance to happen early, right? They go and they lose at like Nebraska, Colorado State's going to be waiting on them. They talked a lot last year after it. They're going to be waiting. Come on the text line. I wasn't interested in Colorado's story. I wasn't interested in the Colorado story to begin with. ESPN beat us over the head with it. I was happy to see them lose, so ESPN had to move on. Okay.
Fox did too. It wasn't just ESPN. It was also Fox.
But, I mean, it was fair.
Oh, yeah.
it was fair. I mean, it was one of the most charismatic athletes we've ever seen in the last, you know, what, 40 years in Deion Sanders, and flipping a program that won a one game, doing it his way, a way we hadn't seen. Like, it was Muhammad Ali talking type before games, during, hell, they did it when they lost. Like, get me now. So the Colorado thing, that's going to be interesting. They were at Big 12 Media Days already kind of doing their thing. All right. I've said this, and Tyler knows this, my favorite sport, and I know I am weird on this, and it is because the team that I probably root for the most is why this is, but my favorite sport is college basketball. I love college basketball, and I understand sometimes when Virginia and NC State tussle and the score is 47-44.
Love it.
I don't love it. It's a tough watch at times. But I don't think that college basketball here of late has had really any meaning in the regular season, hasn't had any kind of a player that you would care about. Like, it's become a three-week sport where you get to the tournament and there is nobody that you even give a rip about or you even know, right? The last player that I remember that I believe fits that was Zion Williamson. I think Zion Williamson, him at Duke, we started to get and hear about him and his dunking and all the stuff he did in high school at South Carolina. That he kind of had a bit of a reputation before he got there, and then he was a big freakish athlete, and he's at Duke, so he's on TV all the time. And bam, that was the last time there was buzz in the regular season. We watched him. What did he run out of his shoe? It jumped out of his shoe or something. Like it was when, to me, the last time college basketball was interesting besides the 3-week tournament.
His shoe like exploded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exploded, yeah. I think it was Paul George's shoe, and they had to go back and like try to.
Nike had to put out statements.
Yes,
had
to put out. Hey, Cooper Flagg. That it is the best chance that they have since Zion Williamson. And they were helped with a perfect storm where Team USA is practicing against the select team. And all you've been really hearing this week, and it has led many shows like ours, is did y'all see what Cooper Flagg did? Cooper Flagg had a pull-up fadeaway on Anthony Davis. He dunked over Bam Adebayo. He was the talk of the Team USA practice. He was already the number one prospect. He was already, as my guy Danny Parkin said, going to have teams be playing the capture the flag game, trying to tank for a Cooper Flagg during the NBA season to get the number one pick. He's going to Duke. White guy right in the line of the Duke players. You could think of it, this punchable face of J.J. Redick, who's just been hired as the coach of the Lakers. Like, you know that when Duke gets that guy, that white guy, oh, you can name him, Christian Laettner.
Everybody hates Laettner.
I mean, they've had a few of them, and this could be the next one. You know Duke's going to be on TV all the time. They got a chance to really take advantage of at least pushing, like, someone caring about the sport more than just March. Pushing a player, and I want to see if they can take advantage of this, because, like, I'm intrigued. I know Duke plays Kansas, like, the second game of the season in the Champions Classic, and Cooper Flagg is going to be there. Like, that, they got a chance to have solid basketball, just hasn't had lately.
Duke and Cooper Flagg will be on ESPN more than the Lakers and LeBron next year, because you have to remember, the ACC is an ESPN conference. Every single ACC game that Duke plays will be on ESPN, at least one, or ESPN2. Maybe there's an ESPNU game here or there, but he is going to be all over the place.
He should. He should be.
And the one thing that has hurt college basketball really since Zion, and even going back before Zion, is that all the guys that have been taken number one in the draft really did not do a whole lot in college basketball,
didn't go.
Yeah, they played in Europe. They played in the G League. Like, Anthony Edwards went number one. He played on a terrible Georgia team that didn't win any games. Yeah. Markelle Fultz that one year, he played on a terrible Pac-12 team.
Washington.
Paolo Banchero.
Cade Cunningham didn't do much.
Oklahoma State in a season that nobody cared about. Paolo Banchero is kind of the one guy who goes against the grain there, but he wasn't really an odds-on favorite to be the number one pick. He wasn't supposed to be the number one pick until essentially the day of the draft. So this is the first time that you really have a college basketball superstar playing in college basketball and playing at Duke.
Yeah, Duke, but coming into it.
Yes.
Where he is getting known. Like this was the perfect storm for not just him and his draft status, but it's the perfect storm for college basketball. Yes. Like, seriously, Tyler is a casual fan that really probably follows the SEC more because A&M is in it. But we could say, since Zion, who has been the college basketball player that has gotten people to the table to watch during the regular season?
I think you're nailing on the head. Hadn't really been one.
And I watch it, but I'm
right.
Like, Cade Cunningham didn't.
Nobody watched Cade Cunningham. Nobody cared about Caitlin Oklahoma Clark. State and Cade Cunningham.
Clark is. She's been the biggest star. She is. Like because it's hard to know these guys before they get in. They're not there long enough for you to give a rip about it. The sport doesn't even get you to a place where you feel like you want to walk in the door and care about it. Now, Cooper Flagg, that's the name you're hearing. You're hearing. He's coming in with buzz and interest. Even more than Zion did.
The last two players a year in college basketball were Zach Edey. And nobody was rushing to get to the TV.
Yeah, he's
to
a right
watch
tackle.
To watch Zach Edey. Look at this past NBA draft. The top two picks were international guys. The third pick was coming off the bench at Kentucky. The fourth pick was like the third or fourth option for UConn. So you just didn't have that sort of star power. You're going to have that this year with college basketball. Now, here's the thing. Can there be a second guy emerge in that group? Or is it just Cooper Flagg? Can we get another player to get into that mix?
Well, Cooper can bring you to it enhances Carolina Duke.
Yes.
So that's going to rise, and they've got some cats over there. And then it brings you to the table. Like, to me, like, that Champions Classic is going to probably have more eyeballs to see Michigan State and Kentucky on one end, and then Duke and Kansas on the other end. I think Kansas will probably be preseason number one in that game. You know, Hunter Dickerson is a guy that's kind of an a-hole that people may get into. Kansas has some guys there. Like, yeah, it can bring it to the table with how many games and how many times that people want to come see him, especially early, and especially if he, you know, makes a punch. That was the thing with Zion. It was, oh, my God, early, and you had to get there, so they got a chance here.
I will say, not having Coach K hurts because he was such a villain.
Yeah.
He was such a great villain to have, and Shire just doesn't have that same quite
villain. Let's bring him back, Tyler.
Tendency.
Like, he's got to do it for the good of the sport. Like Mike Krzyzewski's got to come back.
Just come back for 1 year.
Yeah, Jay Leno. Just come back right now and put him in for 1 year. I'm telling you, the punchable face, the Duke, the whole like you said, this would be
the loser fans at Cameron.
Would be different if he decided to go play at Iowa State,
or if he would have gone to play at Kentucky with Calipari, or if Calipari were still at Kentucky.
But Duke is different.
Yes,
Duke is perfect,
and everyone's gonna hate him.
I'm excited. All right, I gotta address something that it's becoming an epidemic. It's really ridiculous. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. Yep, Connor Flagg. Just like Connor Flagg. Just like Christian Laettner. Just like Tyler Milner. Hold on, what?
Come Cooper.
On. I call it Connor?
Yeah.
Cooper. Now that's wrong. I got Cooper's name. Flagg.
Got your white people names wrong?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, no, I wouldn't put Tyler as a punchable face. Tyler's not a Duke Blue Devil punchable face. Somebody threw you in there. That's a punchable
face. That's all right. You know what my face looks like, and I don't know what yours looks like, friend. Continue on.
But you bet they've got one?
Probably more a punchable personality.
They said LOL. They had a good time.
I'm just messing. Good joke.
We did. Here in a bit, I would like for Tyler to get an update, the latest update here on the power outages and where we are right now. As I did. I just talked to some people. I talked to some people in the elevator. Said they had just gotten their power back last night. And they're rolling back. So hopefully they get there. As of now, we don't have it. And my wife is probably getting home soon. So we'll see if it's there. We're still in that generator power. Changing lives out there, those generators. I'm telling you right now, go and get it. Tyler went ahead and slipped himself into one last night and changed the game. He was able to get going. But here, what's the latest numbers you're hearing, Tyler, at this point in terms of outages and what they're doing?
So once again, some very fresh updates here from CenterPoint. This was posted by CenterPoint just a couple of minutes ago. We are getting closer to getting under 1 million CenterPoint customers with outages. Right now, it's holding at about 1,053,000 customers still without power. They have restored power to 1.2 million in this greater city of Houston.
All right, getting closer.
Can I just give a couple of quick alerts here from the Astros?
Absolutely.
The Astros Foundation and Chenier Energy are hosting a water and ice distribution drive tomorrow from 8 to 11. You can get a 16-pound bag of ice and a case of water. That's at Minute Maid tomorrow morning. And then the Rockets are also hosting a relief event outside Toyota Center tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Awesome.
So there you go. It's a the Rockets event is conducting a drive-through food and water distribution center. So that's at Toyota Center tomorrow at 9. The Astros water and ice distribution is at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
And remember, this continues tonight, $5 tickets. As they face the Marlins, $5 tickets. You can get in tonight, get in under some air conditioning. If you are one of those who have been without power, has been in a heat advisory the last 2 days, especially because the fact that many people don't have power. So get on out there. And if you can, get a little air conditioning, go watch your Astros play. I've learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about the family, learned a lot about generators, oil, gas, desperation of people. I've learned a lot here for this this hurricane and the reaction from it.
Are you having any second thoughts about your family members?
No, I'm proud of them.
Y'all are still good with
them? They're hanging in, man. They're hanging in. The kids are not complaining very much. They're hanging in there. But whenever this is over, fellas, you've lived here forever. I believe that's what you said earlier today. Tyler is H-Town through and through, has lived here forever.
Bury me in the H.
We need to have a sit down and a conversation about driving in this city.
Hell yeah, we do.
We needed to do that a long time ago.
Oh, I know. But sometimes we do. It is heightened. And I ain't gonna lie to you. This ain't to all of y'all, so don't take this if this does not
apply to you.
Lend towards you or apply to you. That was better. Apply to you. But I would imagine some of you may not know that this you, but it does apply to you. Y'all can't drive. And not only can y'all not drive, y'all don't know the rules when it comes to what the hell you're supposed to do when you ain't got no working lights.
Or some folks might know, and they're just asshats and decide to do their own thing.
I can't tell on some of those.
God, that pisses me off.
But I can tell some of you don't know because you get mad because somebody is directing towards you. A four-way stop. Whoever's first goes, and then you wait your turn. You don't just keep going because the cat in front of you went, you don't have a light. You gotta wait.
What if I got someplace to be?
Okay, we all do. If you get there at the same time, the person to the right goes first. Like, calm down. Here, guys, we gotta learn.
We're all getting affected by it, man. Like, where you need to be isn't more important than where anyone else needs to be.
How do you know?
I guess you'd be a doctor. It is happening. Well, put your sirens on. It is happening way too much. Where I'm convinced there are asshats, but some of y'all just don't know. Some of you legit don't know.
You treat it like a stop sign,
legit
people.
Legit don't know. And then the other one for me is...
it's six lanes, and then this guy's got to turn left, and that guy's got to turn left, and then I might need to turn right, and I got places to be.
Like, I watch this Volvo. That
license
we,
plate number, please?
I don't have it. But I watched this Volvo, fellas. We pulled up at the light, and this one wasn't flashing, just dead. We pulled up at that sucker at the same time. And as soon as we pulled up, we're the four-way. There are other people sitting there that got there before us. We pull up to that thing. She takes off immediately. And so then I leave when it's my turn, and I'm driving up. She goes over into the left lane to turn, and then, I kid you not, she just sits there for like four go-arounds. She's there before two people. I'm watching her. She's there before two people have arrived. And for some reason, this time, she just sits there and she just waits. And just waits. And then everybody else. Like, she has no idea what she's supposed to be doing. None. And the other one. If you don't know the rules of your brights. That one. Somebody's about to get me killed at night.
Yes.
Like, I am. So I got to take these late night gas rides to go get gas late night to fill up the generator to get us through the evening, through the night. And it is pitch dark. We're driving around. So, yes, all right, coming down a road, putting your brights on. You turn your brights off when you see other people driving with lights. As soon as you see the car lights, you turn them off.
It'd be nice to see.
No, baby. I had three in a row. Just I'm in here, and we on a turn, and I'm just hoping. I can't see nothing. And I'm just like, man, what?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happen in driver's ed.
Inconsiderate.
What happened in like, we need to stop once this thing is over. And some people need to... like, just run through, maybe on Westheimer, wherever, somewhere. Just the police officer, say, stop, man, pull this parking lot real quick. Let's go through Brights.
Student driver.
Let's go through, just real quick, maybe all I need, just need 5 minutes. Let's go through it, because it is ridiculous. People just don't know any of the rules.
Westlake Houston Parkway, the amount of folks, and I think a lot of them are just doing it, because they just got to be somewhere. But the amount of folks I've seen the last 2 days on Westlake Houston Parkway, as I'm like approaching a four-way, you know, lit up intersection that is not lit up, as I'm approaching, I'm braking, treating it like the four-way stop like you should. I have seen countless amounts of vehicles just like blowing through these intersections doing 60. Like, you got to look both ways, because they're not going to see someone pulling out once they've stopped. and they're going to nail them.
Quit crying, Kansas City, whatever. I'm telling
Shut
you,
the hell up.
Give me that Kansas City. No, I'm living in Houston. I'm living through these bad drivers. People just ain't got no idea. It's got so bad. Tyler, I'm driving down 6 Highway in Sugar Land. They have put cones up to just that you did. They just took away the 4-way stop from you.
Oh, wow.
You can't turn left.
Sorry. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
You can't. They just said, man, we can't do it.
I still can't turn left.
You called them a cone. I bet he wouldn't drive through. I bet Adam would pull up to it, get out of his car, and move that cone over.
Oh, you just run it over.
Oh, you run it over. Yeah. I mean,
it's a cone. It's not going to hurt the car.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, Tyler, I get in this car, and I mean.
Buckle up.
The level of focus that I am driving with mm-hmm. is like the fourth quarter. I am like
10-2.
I am. Because I'm driving for everybody else. Every time we get to these bad boys, I'm trying to read eyes. Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
See, I'm all the lights are always out in this city, so I'm kind of used to that at this point. The thing with the brights is bad, though. And so what I'll do, if you're driving at me with your brights on, I'm turning my brights on.
Oh, I do that every time.
I try to hit them. I'm flashing my suckers.
Oh, no. Like, I turn them on, and I turn the horn on.
This is a curved road. Like... Hey, boss.
I can't see. Through. Now you can't see.
Nah, hell. We're going to see it again.
We're both in trouble.
Someone texted and said, my wife drives a Volvo. I'm just saying, man.
Teach your wife, man.
I said, like, I sat and watched her. I said, oh, she thinks it's her turn. And now her silly ass over here just waiting. Just wait. No, go.
You silly goose.
They got me. Oh, I'm yelling. It's not your turn.
I actually can't imagine you yelling. Oh, you rolled the car. You rolled the window down.
No, I'm not rolling the window down because everybody's carrying. But it's not your turn. Damn it.
Texas, hurricanes, and everybody's
like,
carrying.
You, the police, just, hey, let's have parking lots, randoms, and just usher and just force people into the parking lot. Here they go. Let's practice 4-way stop. Let's go. What you got? Give me some rules. Talk it through it.
It's a good way to alleviate traffic in this city.
I'm just saying, man, let's get through it because this is ridiculous. All right, we've got an update on Kyle Tucker. We'll give that to you. And not just an update, Adam Spillane has a visual update. We'll discuss that coming up next.
All hail, King Tuck!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. People are really rolling in on text line. I'm sorry, man. I would say before this hurricane situation, I would have just said Houston drivers are aggressive. Like you can't be soft in here. Like you got to come in here and let's rock and roll. We got people out here just like there are many. I like to make analogies to sports. There are many people coming up to them 4-way stops, guessing fastball, or guessing change up, and it doesn't matter what comes.
Well, this is not good.
Just coming up here, and if it's a fastball, I'm guessing fastball, bam, I made it. If I'm guessing change up, I'm gonna be so out in front of that thing. Or if I'm guessing fastball, it's a change up, I'm gonna be so out in front of that thing. I mean, they're just coming up to that thing, guessing. My turn. Your turn. Hell, I'll just go here.
Yeah. If you're not going to go, I'm going to go. Got places to be here. Come on.
Got places to be here. Somebody said, I really hate people who leave their fog lights on the whole time with that beam coming through. Yeah, man, it's a thing, boy. And 4-way stops and the usage of those damn.
Hey, man, if you're not ready for it, get an Uber.
You ain't lying. But you're in the same spot there,
ride your bike.
Tyler Ubers. In that same spot there, baby. All right, a little update on Kyle Tucker, fellas. Kyle Tucker is playing catch at
on the field.
At Minute Maid Park on the field, baby. First time he's done any on-field baseball activity since the injury on June 3rd.
It feels huge.
So we're getting close, baby.
Sure.
Getting close.
Yeah.
You cover this team. You are in the locker room. You see the hairy chest. You see it.
A what?
The hairy chest. I just
threw me off. I'm not even going to lie. I just started busting out.
I just assume that many of these guys have hairy chests. I just, like baseball.
Like mine?
Baseball players, like they, I get the feel they're not chest shavers. I just, like bullpen guys, I feel like just let it go. Like Ryan Stanek, I know he's not with the Astros anymore. I feel like he's got double what Tyler has. Like it's, yeah. Like, I just, like, to me, I feel like Tom Selleck's. Hockey players, baseball players, they're Tom Selleck. None of the chest. There may be some exceptions. Some others. Like, maybe I feel like Alex Bregman's the guy who likes to, like, he's clean.
Yes, you are nailing it.
Kyle Tucker. Keep going. Probably, there's 26 guys.
Kyle Tucker, probably one who likes his clean.
We've seen Altuve's chest. It's pretty clean.
But he doesn't seem like he can grow here on this chest.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep going. That's like six. We got 20 more.
All right. We can play this game.
I bet Josh Hader has a pretty hairy chest.
Oh, no. He wears J's. He cleans his.
I didn't know that detail. Yeah, you're right.
He goes gets J's cleats specialized. Yeah, Framber don't touch it. Framber's hairy as all get out.
Gets his salt, you know, hairy, off his beer, falls in that hair.
Framber. Ryan Pressly doesn't touch it. He is hairy chest. Yeah. Got to be. What, am I wrong here? I know I'm right.
I'm not saying.
I know I'm right. Damn it. Hairy chested guys. I'm telling you, they do. Football players, you go in there, you go in inside of the locker room at NRG, that's some chest shavers. Right there, chest shavers. These fellas, no. They're growing it out. But Kyle Tucker, a guy who I believe does shave his. Kyle Tucker, who is... Whereas it's just there like he's heading to the beach. First time. I would say this. You cover these guys. You're out there. You see the hairy chest. Are you 100% positive that Kyle Tucker will be ready to go against the Seattle Mariners after the All-Star break? Do you feel that good about...
I would almost say it's 100% he's not ready to go for Seattle.
You would like if you had to bet money, like I know you do, and Tyler does, your bet would be more that he is not able to return. When is that?
It's a week from either today or tomorrow.
Really?
Well, this is not good.
Why, like, just so you've seen him in the locker room. Is his gait improving? I mean, they said he's been running on the treadmill. He's
jogging.
Check that. Jogging on the treadmill. See, Tyler, I'm telling you, the way that he's talking about he was walking, I think I could get him in the 40. Just the way that he's talking about he's walking, he's jogging.
I mean, I saw him walk last night, and it did not look great.
It's more of a hobble.
There was a bit of a hobble to it, yeah.
So he is not walking with a straight gait.
I didn't believe so, no.
Wow.
And again, he threw today on the field. He did not run today on the field. Like, you got to be able to run.
It's not ideal.
And he's not doing that yet. And so the idea that he can be where he's at now, like he's going to need a rehab assignment. So he's going to need at least 3-4 games probably in double A or triple A, whoever's at home next week or whenever he is ready. So, I mean, they're still,
he probably will have three. But, I mean, over the All-Star break, will – the Miners, they'll be playing, right? Weren't they?
I believe everybody's off the day of the All-Star game, but I don't know. Some of these leagues might have their All-Star breaks at the same time.
But no matter what.
He can go to West Palm Beach and play if he wants.
Yes, the Jose Abreu.
He can take that locker.
He can go to the complex.
There's an open locker.
The Jose Abreu League. You're right. But even if that's the case, though, from what you saw, you would be shocked that he would be ready over this next weekend to play a game where he is running, he is out in the outfield, he is doing it. You'd be surprised if he's gotten to that based off what you saw yesterday.
Based off of that and based off of he still isn't running in the outfield. Yep. Like, this is the first time that he has done anything on the field and it did not involve running. Like, you've got to be able to run at some point and he's not there.
And clearly they have not wanted anybody to see this gate.
This is everything that he has done has been away from the public. It's all been in the batting cage. It's all been in the trainer's room. So this is the first time that anybody has seen him do any sort of baseball activity since June 3rd, and again, it was just throwing.
When
he could have thrown on June 4th.
Yeah.
He didn't foul the ball off his arm. He fouled the ball off of his leg.
And Tyler, we've talked about it, that video in which he got in the handshake line and he had to walk over.
Man.
He looked like he needed a cane.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he legit needed some sort of assistance, like to really get over there. So that doesn't make me feel better.
Until he starts running, we are nowhere near.
I'll be honest with you. When they said before talking to you, I thought, all right, I understand there could be a rehab thing. I thought he'd be ready for the second half.
I mean, they thought that he'd be able to play the weekend after it happened.
Oh, so they're surprised.
Oh, yeah. They have said really? That it has progressed slower than they had expected because they waited to put him on the IL. They waited to put him on the IL. They did not put him on the IL right away. They waited longer than the 3 days to put him on the IL. Like, they thought that he might be able to play that next series in Anaheim just days after it happened. So this thing has gone. It's been slow. The progress has been slow. And again, he's still not running.
Bite a kneecap off.
There you go. Text line coming in. Verlander. Absolutely. Well, we've seen his work. Verlander is not a chest shaver.
Where'd you see it?
There were some photos leaked.
Yeah, there were.
Not on him. There were some photos leaked. So what? I've seen. He's more close to the Tom Selleck. Someone said Joe Espada.
I don't have a good read on that one.
I don't either. His head's clean shaven. And to me, it's like, why stop there? Get it all.
Hey.
Take it all.
Head down, shave.
There you go. So I don't know. I'm with you on that. Joe Espada, that's a good thought. Is he a chest? I would say no. Head shave.
It could be clean. Either, I feel like. I can't get a good read on
it. There is a thought of, all right, I don't have it up here, but I'll be damned if you take it.
Yep.
Take it down here or even further. Like, I'll be damned if you take it all from me. If I had to guess, I'm going, he is no shave. Or, I mean, he is a clean shaven.
Yeah, that's probably where I'd lean. Yeah.
Chest down. But Verlander, absolutely.
Can I bring up one other thing? Because we were talking about pitchers that were coming back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the good stuff.
No.
Sure, go ahead. Luis Garcia, chest shaver.
So
every bit of it.
We all know McCullers was shut down.
Clean shaven.
And I'm wondering now, because Luis Garcia did not throw a bullpen today. And he was supposed to throw a bullpen Monday.
I'm just trusting them. They said yesterday that, hey, he's just gonna make his next rehab start.
He was supposed to throw a bullpen on Tuesday. He did not throw the bullpen on Tuesday, and the reason that was given was that they wanted him to play catch. They wanted him to play catch on Monday and then throw the bullpen Tuesday. But because of the hurricane, he could not play catch Monday. So they were gonna move the bullpen back. He was gonna play catch Tuesday, throw the bullpen Wednesday. He did not throw the bullpen Wednesday. He's not throwing the bullpen today. And so I'm wondering, what's going on there?
Did you get a word on what kind of catch it was going to be? Was it going to be regular catch?
Or just regular flat ground?
Or was it going to be conviction catch?
Just regular flat ground, you know, getting ready.
Because they got two different
catches. How much conviction?
They got two different catches.
To what degree?
They've got just catch, which I think Kyle Tucker was playing. Then they have conviction catch.
Shout out Verlander.
Shout out to Justin Verlander, who had the conviction catch.
That's good.
And
stop doing. Don't do this to yourself. And
Joe Espada just said he's being cautious by not starting Jordan Alvarez tonight, and Alvarez could be available off the bench per Chandler Rowe and Matt Kawahara.
Adam Spolane blowing through the big 5 o'clock fire right there.
Oh, my bad.
With your Jordan Alvarez.
It's big news. I've been waiting for it.
So get a here new we go. Tease ready, Ron.
5 o'clock fire. Here we go, guys.
We got an update on Jordan Alvarez.
Not only are we going to catch you up and get you ready for tonight's game as the Astros go for the sweep, but we got some news. Yes, Jordan is out of the lineup today, but there is some news you need to know, not just concerning tonight, but the future of the next week for Jordan Alvarez. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jogging.
Check that. Jogging on the treadmill. See, Tyler, I'm telling you, the way that he's talking about he was walking, I think I could get him in the 40. Just the way that he's talking about he's walking. He's jogging.
I mean, I
you
saw,
could not.
I saw him walk last night, and it did not look great.
It's more of a hobble.
There was a bit of a hobble to it, yeah.
So he is not walking with a straight gait.
I didn't believe so, no.
Wow.
And again, he threw today on the field. He did not run today on the field. Like, you got to be able to run.
It's not ideal.
And he's not doing that yet. And so the idea that he can be where he's at now, like he's going to need a rehab assignment. So he's going to need at least 3-4 games probably in Double A or Triple A, whoever's at home next week or whenever he is ready. So, I mean, they're still to
yeah,
me.
You're right. He probably will have three. But I mean, over the All-Star break, will the Miners, they'll be playing, right? Aren't they?
I believe. Everybody's off the day of the All-Star game, but I don't know. Some of these leagues might have their All-Star breaks at the same time.
But no matter what.
He can go to West Palm Beach and play if he wants.
Yes, the Jose Abreu.
He can take that locker.
He can go to the complex.
There's an open locker.
The Jose Abreu league. You're right. But even if that's the case, though, from what you saw, you would be shocked that he would be ready over this next weekend to play a game where he is running, he is out in the outfield, he is doing it. You'd be surprised if he's gotten to that based off what you saw yesterday.
Based off of that and based off of he still isn't running in the outfield. Yeah. Like, this is the first time that he has done anything on the field and it did not involve running. Like, you've got to be able to run at some point and he's not there.
And clearly they have not wanted anybody to see this gate.
This is everything that he has done has been away from the public. It's all been in the batting cage. It's all been in the trainer's room. So this is the first time that anybody has seen him do any sort of baseball activity since June 3rd. And again, it was just throwing.
Which
he could have thrown on June 4th.
Yeah.
He didn't foul the ball off his arm. He fouled the ball off of his leg.
And Tyler, we've talked about it, that video in which he got in the handshake line and he had to walk over.
Man.
He looked like he needed a cane.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he legit needed some sort of assistance, like to really get over there. So that doesn't make me feel better.
Until he starts running, we're nowhere near.
I'll be honest with you. When they said before talking to you, I thought, all right, I understand there could be a rehab thing. I thought he'd be ready for the second half.
I mean, they thought that he'd be able to play the weekend after it happened.
Oh, so they're surprised.
Oh, yeah. They have said really? That it has progressed slower than they had expected because they waited to put him on the IL. They did not put him on the IL right away. They waited longer than the 3 days to put him on the IL. Like, they thought that he might be able to play that next series in Anaheim just days after it happened. So this thing has gone, it's been slow. The progress has been slow. And again, he's still not running.
Bite a kneecap off.
There you go. Text line coming in. Verlander. Absolutely. Well, we've seen his work. Verlander is not a chest shaver.
Where'd you see it?
There were some photos leaked.
Yeah, there were.
Not on him. There were some photos leaked. So I've seen he's more close to the Tom Selleck. Someone said Joe Espada.
I don't have a good read on that one.
I don't either. His head's clean shaven, and to me, it's like, why stop there? Get it all.
Hey,
take it all.
Head down, shave.
There you go. So I don't know. I'm with you on that, Joe Espada. That's a good thought. Is he a chest? I would say no.
It could be clean. Either, I feel like. I can't get a good read on
it. There is a thought of, all right, I don't have it up here, but I'll be damned if you take it.
Yep.
Take it down here or even further. Like, I'll be damned if you take it all from me. If I had to guess, I'm going, he is no shave. Or, I mean, he is a clean shaven.
Yeah, so, that's probably where I'd lean. Yeah.
Chest down. But Verlander, absolutely.
Can I bring up one other thing? Because we were talking about pitchers that were coming back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the good stuff.
No. Sure, go ahead.
Luis Garcia, chest shaver.
So
every bit of it.
We all know McCullers was shut down.
Clean shaven.
And I'm wondering now, because Luis Garcia did not throw a bullpen today. And he was supposed to throw a bullpen Monday.
I'm just trusting them. They said yesterday that, hey, he's just gonna make his next rehab start.
He was supposed to throw a bullpen on Tuesday. He did not throw the bullpen on Tuesday, and the reason that was given was that they wanted him to play catch. They wanted him to play catch on Monday and then throw the bullpen Tuesday. But because of the hurricane, he could not play catch Monday. So they were going to move the bullpen back. He was going to play catch Tuesday, throw the bullpen Wednesday. He did not throw the bullpen Wednesday. He's not throwing the bullpen today. And so I'm wondering, what's going on there?
Did you get a word on what kind of catch it was going to be? Was it going to be regular catch?
Or just regular flat ground?
Or was it going to be conviction catch?
Just regular flat ground, okay. You know, getting ready.
Because they got two different
catches. How much conviction?
They got two different catches.
To what degree?
They've got just catch, which I think Kyle Tucker was playing. Then they have conviction catch.
Shout out Verlander.
Shout out to Justin Verlander, who had the conviction catch.
That's good.
And
stop doing. Don't do this to yourself. And
Joe Espada just said he's being cautious by not starting Jordan Alvarez tonight, and Alvarez could be available off the bench per Chandler Rowe and Matt Kawahara.
Adam Spolane blowing through the big 5 o'clock fire right there.
Oh, my bad.
With your Jordan Alvarez.
It's big, big news. I've been waiting for it.
So here we go.
Tease ready, Ron.
5 o'clock fire. Here we go, guys.
We got an update on Jordan Alvarez.
Not only are we going to catch you up and get you ready for tonight's game as the Astros go for the sweep, but we got some news. Yes, Jordan is out of the lineup today, but there is some news you need to know, not just concerning tonight, but the future of the next week for Jordan Alvarez. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.